Cleverness, not piety. There are youth who have a certain kind of cleverness, which is acknowledged and admired by their associates, but their ability is not sanctified. It is not strengthened and solidified by the graces and trials of experience, and God cannot use it to benefit humanity and glorify His name. Under the guise of godliness, their powers are being used to erect false standards, and the unconverted look to them as an excuse for their wrong course of action. Satan leads them to amuse their associates by their nonsense and so-called wit. Everything that they undertake is cheapening, for they are under the control of the tempter, who directs and fashions their characters, that they may do his work. They have ability, but it is untrained. They have capacity, but it is unimproved. Talents have been given them, but they misuse and degrade them by folly, and drag others down to their own low level. Christ paid the ransom for their souls by self-denial, self-sacrifice, humiliation, by the shame and reproach he endured. This he did that he might rescue them from the bondage of sin, from the slavery of a master who cares for them only as he can use them to ruin souls. But they make the love of the Redeemer in their behalf of no avail to them, and he looks with sadness on their work. Such youth meet with eternal loss. How will their fun and frolic appear to them in the day when every man shall receive from the judge of all the earth according to the deeds done in the body? They have brought to the foundation wood, hay, and stubble, and all their life work will perish. What a loss! Oh, how much better is the condition of those who act their part in God's service, looking to Jesus for his approval, writing daily in their account book their mistakes, their errors, their sorrow, the victories they have gained over temptation, their joy and peace in Christ. Such youth will not have to meet their life record with shame and dismay.